Yes, it was. You know, they honored old guys that won the cup. We had a full gym, and it was a qualification for top eight teams in Europe, so it was a big win for us, and we accepted the challenge of Real Madrid and came up with a big win.
Were you confident before the game? I mean, in the victory, maybe it was tough to control the emotions.
Yes, it was a big emotional game for us, but we were very confident. We were playing in front of 15,000. We had the fans behind us, and we've been playing good basketball of late, so yes, we were very confident.
Can you say it's a kind of surprise that your main rival in Greece, Panathinaikos, didn't qualify for the next stage, but you succeeded no matter the, you know, not so good start in top 16.
Yeah, it was a big surprise that, you know, Panathinaikos didn't make it, but Partizan played very, very good basketball and they got a big win.
Is it easy to work with your new coach Yannakis, who is not so new anymore?
Yes, you know, I worked with him before 3 years when I played in Marussi, and we have history together, so he believes in me, and I definitely believe in him, so I think it's been a good transition.
Now you face CSK Moscow, old rival. What can we expect?
Oh, it's going to be very difficult, but you know, this best of three playoffs, you must go in, they have home court advantage, and we must go into Russia and try to steal a game, which is going to be very difficult, but we're up for the challenge.
I just can't miss to ask you about your ex-coach in Olympiakos, Pini Gershon,
right,
who is now Bulgarian national team head coach. Did you spoke with him about this? You know, it's a little late after he signed the contract, but maybe you'll work again in the future.
Yes, we didn't speak about it. Only when you guys were here, he told me that he got the job. He said, now I'm your coach of two teams. You know, he make a joke like this, but he didn't mention anything about it. And I always told you guys that if I'm invited back, then I will always come back and play. So I guess it's a matter of, you know, does he want me back or if somebody else is going to be able to play, because only one American can play, right?
It's not a secret you had a very good relationship with Bulgaria's ex-head coach, Titi Papazu, who is now one of Pini's assistants.
Right.
So do you think they make a good couple? You know both of them now.
Yes, I think they make a great team. Pini is, you know, sort of laid back, but he knows the game very well. TT is a fireball who knows the game very well, and the calm guy meets the crazy guy, so I think it's going to be a great relationship.
You said you play for Bulgaria again. If TT asks you, do you still think the same way?
Yes, if I'm invited back, I definitely will come back. I mean, I always told you that it's a pleasure for me to have the Bulgarian passport, and when my country needs me, I'll be there. I mean, you know.
Now, in the Greek championship, will be even more than, how to say, interesting.
Yes, it will be interesting now. I mean, like, we're playing good basketball right now, and when we faced Panathinaikos in the early part of the season, you know, coach was new. We was in the transition state, and I think it's going to be interesting. We have a big, big cup championship coming up with Panathinaikos, but first we must take care of the EuroLeague first, and then we play them guys in another week, so it's going to be very interesting.
If you want to wish something for the fans in Bulgaria here, basketball fans?
No, I just want to say hello, and hopefully that we can work together again and continue our relationship.